Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, January 12th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:30. I'm Brent Allen. We do have some high clouds around this morning, and it's still cool. We are sitting at 39 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSD newsroom. Santa Rosa police are involved in a bizarre Marin County case where a woman stabbed her mother to death Monday, only hours after showing up at the lobby of the Santa Rosa Police Department with a knife. 28-year-old Taransin Beltran was seen on a TikTok video in the lobby at the police station around 1:30 in the afternoon with her mother to retrieve Beltran's car, which had been impounded the day before. She was arrested by Santa Rosa police early Sunday morning following a pursuit, but was released on bail. At one point during the video, she wields a knife that was not seen by police. The two then left, and just before 5 p.m., San Rafael police and paramedics were called to an apartment complex on Cresta Way, where they found Beltran on a balcony holding a knife and a female victim next to her covered in blood. The victim was her 55-year-old mother, Olivia Beltran Pacheco, who later died from her wounds. Beltran was eventually taken into custody. She is now in the Marin County Jail, being held without bail. The countdown is finally on. Dungeness crab season will finally open on the Sonoma County coast next Thursday, January 18th. However, boats will have to operate with only half their traps under limits set to protect marine wildlife. Due to migrating whales and leatherback turtles, the season has already been delayed nearly 2 months. Crabbers can start dropping their pots Monday at 8 a.m. and begin retrieving them at 12:01 Thursday morning. That means fresh crab can be on your table by Thursday night. Upscale Healdsburg restaurant Barn Diva has decided to move away from the model that got it a Michelin star, changing from an upscale multi-course restaurant to a more casual, community-oriented dining experience and group dining space. The owners say they need to do what makes them happy, and this change was needed. The Studio B Gallery will offer public suppers, as they call it, on Sundays and Mondays, while the Barn Diva space will offer reserved groups dining Thursday through Saturday, starting January 21st.
The actions that have been taken today, supported by Australia, are about maintaining freedom of navigation on the high seas. They are about maintaining global trade.
That is the Australian Defence Minister speaking in support of the US and British militaries launching attacks on more than a dozen sites used by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. The attack was carried out by warplanes, ships, and submarines. The military targets included air defense and coastal radar sites, drone and missile storage, and launching locations. President Biden said the strikes were meant to demonstrate that the U.S. and its allies will not tolerate the militant group's attacks on the Red Sea. All six crew members aboard a Navy helicopter that crashed into the San Diego Bay on Thursday during a routine training survived. Due to the nature of the training, a safety boat was on the scene and assisted in rescuing the crew. An investigation is underway to determine the cause of that crash. Fruit Stripe gum, something of a childhood icon for many gum chewers over the past five decades, will soon head over the rainbow with its multicolored zebra mascot as well. The manufacturer of Fruit Stripe gum, Chicago-based Ferrara Candy, says it's discontinuing the product. Fruit Stripe may have been best known for its oversized pack of striped gum sticks, each bearing a distinct fruit flavor that typically faded away pretty quickly upon chewing it. Well, it's time for another check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County, and we continue to look good, all clear. No stalls, accidents, or delays. Our KZST News Time is now 6:34.
In this corner, a very electric but oh-so-grimy Nissan Leaf facing off against the new Splash Express car wash on Cleveland Avenue. As this mud-crusted pipsqueak enters the 120-foot wash tunnel, rainbow suds are coming at it from all directions. Oh, it's bubbles galore! That dust, dirt, and mud is going down. But the water lives to see another day. Always filtered and recycled, this is high-tech cleaning. Splash Express uses less water than a load of laundry. 4 cars are cleaned at Splash Express with less water than washing just one vehicle at home. It's so clean, we water our plants with it.
Have your car cleaned at Splash Express in Cotati or any of our three Santa Rosa locations, including our brand new Splash on Cleveland Avenue next to Trader Joe's.
Where else can you find 3 minutes of sudsy, rinsy, shiny fun?
Splash Express.
Ready to get your degree, update your skills, or complete a career certificate? Start today and learn your way at Santa Rosa Junior College, offering classes both in person and online with dedicated student support to help you reach your goals. With financial aid, many students attend SRJC for free. Spring classes start January 16th. Stay connected, motivated, and moving forward at santarosa.edu. That's santarosa.edu.
At Staples, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. Offer ends 2/10. In sports, legendary basketball coach Tom Bonfili is calling it a career at the end of the season after 42 years of coaching. Bonfili, who's 70, is the winningest coach in Sonoma County with 860 wins under his belt. He announced at the start of the school year that the 2023-2024 season at St. Vincent de Paul High School in Petaluma would be his last. And your forecast today, increasing clouds with low to mid 50s. Tonight, cloudy with lows in the 40s and 50s. Tomorrow, rain, occasionally heavy at times. Rainfall around an inch, maybe more in some spots. Looking dry and partly cloudy on Sunday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. The newest class of the California Hall of Fame has been announced. The 17th annual class of inductees includes Willie Brown, the Go-Go's, Los Lobos, former Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta, basketball player Cheryl Miller, and computer scientist and father of the Internet, Vinton Cerf, among others. The California Hall of Fame was created in 2006 by then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Tallon. KZST.
I have this thing where I get older, but just never wiser. Midnights become my afternoons. When my depression works the graveyard shift, all of the people I've to my own devices, they come with prices and vices. I end up in crisis. Feelings all this time. I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving, 'cause you got tired of my scheming. For the last time, it's me. It's me.
into Sonoma County's KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 640, 39 degrees in Santa Rosa. Look for partly cloudy skies today. We'll see temperatures in the mid-50s around wine country.
The Lodge at Piner Road. The Lodge at Piner Road is Santa Rosa's newest assisted living and memory care community. My name is Paul Peck, Director of Sales at the Lodge at Piner Road, with news of an exciting event. We're hosting a vintage Hollywood senior prom on Thursday, January 18th at 3 p.m. Please call to RSVP today at 707-852-2234. License number 496-804-112.
Okay, I have to admit, 2024 really snuck up on me. Luckily, Kohl's has everything my family needs to start the new year outright. With the 15% off going on, I got my husband and I flex styles under $30 and tech gear activewear under $20. I also found a NutriBullet juicer for just $79.99. To top it all off, I earned Kohl's cash too. So it's not too late to make a resolution, right? Offers end January 15th. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Ready for adventure? Starting June 23rd, fly Avelo Airlines out of the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport to Redmond, Oregon. Easy check-in, on-site parking, and direct flights. STS is the perfect way to start your journey to Central Oregon's hiking, biking, wineries, and more. Book your trip at flysts.com.
100.1 KZST. Debbie Abrams here, coming up on the show. Ms. Heather Irwin from Bite Club Eats will be in the studio talking food and the local restaurant industry for Foodie Friday. That's at 8:30. Also, we'll chat with the woman who created the new bubble bar in Healdsburg. Oh, yeah, which I understand will be open in time for Valentine's Day. Cannot wait to hear all about that new business. Plus, I have the local events happening Monday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. All of that and more coming up right here on KZST.
Choose carefully. 'Cause I'm capable of anything, of anything and everything. Make me your Aphrodite. Make me your one and only. Don't make me your enemy. Your enemy. Your enemy. So you wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know.
Counties, KZST. Well, as far as your weather goes, a mix of sun and clouds today. Temperatures low to mid-50s around the county. Your weekend, some rain tomorrow, and then clearing up for Sunday. Right now, 39 degrees at KZST. Tuned in to Sonoma County's KZST. Welcome to your finally Friday. Good morning.
Hello, we're Partnership Health Plan of California. We've been around for over 25 years, partnering with local doctors, your neighbors, maybe even you. Partnership is who we are. We're your partner in checkups,
in telehealth,
in cancer screenings,
in prenatal care,
in healthy families.
We're your partner in Medi-Cal.
We're your partner in health. Visit us at partnershiphp.org.
This is Larry Flick, owner of The Floor Store. The response to our year-end clearance has been so great that we're extending the sale for another week. You now have until January 16th. Get up to 50% off store-wide, interest-free financing for 18 months, and no sales tax at all. So get the floor of your dreams today and pay no interest until 2025. Is it too late to say Happy New Year? Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, your Bay Area flooring authority.
Trade in your old furnace with Henry Mechanical and get cash for your clunker. Upgrade to a more efficient heating system today. Home of the free second opinion. HenryMechanical.com.
It is 6:51, 40 chilly degrees in Santa Rosa. Good Friday morning to you. And up next,
from the KZST Morning Show with Debbie Abrams and Brent Allen, here's another edition of Welcome to the Neighborhood.
Well, this goes out to Lorena Bakery in Santa Rosa. The business has been operating inside the Rancho Mendoza supermarket on Piner Road since 2010. It is now relocated to Rohnert Park. To everyone who's part of Lorena Bakery, we say welcome to the neighborhood.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All from my city, all from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop.
County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams. It is 6:55, 39 degrees. And I got to say, it is a great weekend for local theater. Check it out. The 6th Street Playhouse is showing Fences. It debuts tonight. Runs through February 4th. It's going to be great. You can also check out Finding Nemo Jr. tomorrow. That's put on by the Young Actors Studio Theater on stage down at the California in downtown Santa Rosa. so much fantastic local theater here. News is next.
Swaying room as the music starts. Strangers making the most of the dark. Two by two, their bodies become one. I see you through the smoky air. Can't you feel?
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, January 12th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7 a.m. I'm Brent Allen. Chilly this morning once again, but it could be colder. We did not have the high clouds out there now. Currently sitting at 39 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The battle lines are being drawn in the fight over the Koi Nation's proposed casino in Windsor. In an article in the Press Democrat, the tribe outlined support they have garnered for the proposed casino on Shiloh Road. 18 California tribal governments, several political